It's long been known that wildlife diseases sometimes sicken people and livestock. Every now and then, the result is an epidemic outbreak of a killer disease, like last year's outbreak of SARS, which is believed to have originated in wild civets, a cat-like mammal. Diseases that move the other way from people and livestock into wild animals used to be all but ignored. Now they're getting a lot more attention, thanks to a sharp increase in wildlife die-offs over the last 10 years. NPR's John Nielsen has this report.
Last fall, a 300-pound Siberian tiger sat down in a heap in the middle of a village in the Russian Far East. Kathy Quigley, a big cat expert with the Wildlife Conservation Society, says the tiger's eyes looked blank.
It was kind of like all the lights were on, but nobody was home, and it had no idea where it was.
The tiger died a few weeks later. Quigley says American lab tests prove that it had been killed by a canine distemper virus found in local dogs that are sometimes eaten by these tigers. This was the first time a canine distemper virus had ever been found in a Siberian tiger, but Quigley says she's certain that this was the virus that ravaged the cat's brain.
It liquefied it. That's why that cat didn't even know where it was.
Fewer than 500 Siberian tigers are alive today. Quigley says an epidemic die-off could be enough to drive the species extinct. Wildlife die-offs linked to diseases found in people and domesticated animals started appearing more often at the start of the 1990s, but now it is as if a floodgate has been opened, says conservationist Steve Osofsky of the Wildlife Conservation Society.
We have all over the world increasing interactions between people and their animals and wild areas. And that means more interactions among species. And because we're so mobile, that often means new diseases moving into areas, usually from the agricultural side.
Andy Dobson, an ecologist at Princeton University, says cattle, poultry, and other agricultural animals are especially dangerous because they sometimes carry bacteria resistant to antibiotics. In a recent paper published by the British version of the National Academy of Sciences, Dobson linked at least 30 recent wildlife die-offs to diseases found in humans and their animals. The most dramatic of these epidemics, indirectly tied to a canine distemper virus, has so far killed a third of the seals in the North Sea. Other die-offs have been traced to human respiratory viruses caught by desert tortoises and cases of the measles picked up by gorillas and other great apes. Diseases linked to humans and their animals are also killing frogs, kangaroos, sea otters, dolphins, wild salmon, and seabirds. Poultry viruses found in Antarctic penguins have been tentatively traced to chicken dinners in the garbage dumped off of cruise ships. Steve Osofsky of the Wildlife Conservation Society says there's simply no place left to hide from these diseases and lots of ways to move them around. One of the scarier examples of the speed with which a virus can move played out last month when an animal smuggler jammed a pair of eagles infected by the Asian flu virus, H5N1, into plastic tubes that he then carried onto a commercial jet.
Out of Southeast Asia to Belgium, thank goodness they caught the guy when he arrived, but those birds apparently had H5N1. And that's all it takes to get a pandemic.
Osofsky and his colleagues think they've turned some heads in the public health community, where wild animals are still seen as vectors and not as victims. Early attempts to slow the spread of the H5N1 virus by killing migrating birds have been abandoned, for example. Osofsky says that change took place when conservation groups pointed out that the virus was spreading along the main trucking routes and not along migratory bird routes. But Kathy Quigley, the veterinarian who works with Siberian tigers, says it won't be easy to replace the assumption that wild animals cause disease. She says senior Russian wildlife officials are still insisting that big cats cannot be killed by diseases found in dogs. One of these officials seemed especially blunt when Quigley asked him why he felt that way.
This guy that is on the faculty of the vet school said, well, we do know that all disease comes from wildlife.
Quigley says that argument is false to the point of being dangerous. If it were true, a third of the lions once found in Africa's Serengeti Plain would not have been killed in the mid-1990s by a canine distemper virus found in local dogs these lions sometimes ate. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.